Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected, eBay. David, how can I help you?
I just got a phone call, but I didn't know what it was about.
It's about your eBay account. Your purchase, Apple iTunes gift card, it will be $299. That's why you are getting that call.
I've got to pay $299?
Yes.
What for?
Your purchase Apple iTunes gift card with eBay shopping.
I don't understand what you mean.
I'm explaining to you once again, then you can understand that. Do you do online shopping with anywhere like Amazon, eBay, any company you are using?
No.
No, all right. Apart from you, your any family member or your any friend, they have used something? You have any idea?
No.
All right. But I believe, madam, some people use your information without your authorization and without your permission. And they are trying to misuse your information. And it is not good for you. That's why you are facing that type of problem. Do you want to cancel that or you want to continue that?
No, cancel it.
You want to cancel it. All right. So, you need to do, you just be with me because it is an online cancellation and without your any help, I can't cancel that. So, you be with me and I'm explaining to you each and everything and I want to cancel that. So, you confirm me first. Do you have any device with you like cell phone, iPad, computer, laptop, anything you have in your place?
No, I've got a little mobile phone, but I don't know how to use it. But I only know how to ring up on it.
Okay. And you can tell me first, madam, do you do online banking or something?
Do I what?
Do you do online banking? You check your banking statement through online?
No.
All right. Do you have a plastic card like a Visa or debit credit card, any card you have, Visa, Master?
I have a plastic card.
You have a MasterCard, all right. And do you have any rough idea how much balance you have in your bank account, like more than 500 or less than 500 something?
Yeah, more than.
More than 500, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you can't check online on your banking statement.
Sorry, I can't take what on my bank?
I'm saying you can't do any online banking.
No.
All right. And when you are last used in your MasterCard, when you last used?
Oh, about 3-4 days ago, I think.
3-4 days ago. All right. So, can you please confirm me, madam, like, nearby your place, you have any supermarket?
No.
All right. Any gas station or any another, like a big stall or something?
No.
Best. All right.
So who do I have to pay this money to?
Some people, some hackers. It's overseas people. They are trying to misuse your information. That's why we are just trying to catch that person red-handed physically and put them behind the bar. That's why I'm telling you. You just help me, then we are try to help you, and we are save lots of people's life. because they hacker use lots of the illegal stuff and your information of the banking statement something, and it is not good for us, right? So that's why you just help me, then we'll definitely help you and catch that person.
No, I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, some overseas hacker use your documents. Yeah, overseas mean they are trying to locate it by another country, like for India or Pakistan,
something like that. No.
That's right. So that's why we are just trying to catch that person to put them behind the bar, because they are doing illegal stuff, and that is against to our Australian law. That's why I'm telling you, you help me, then we are trying to help you and catch that person. All right?
Yeah.
So you help me right now?
Yes.
If it's possible at the moment, madam, you just exactly tell me, because you know very well, all the hacker, they are trying to use information because of the matter of the money. They are trying to catch, like, present your banking statement. They are trying to inside in your bank account, and they are trying to take your money. That is the main important. Yeah. Yes, that is the main important thing. So we are just trying to make a trap, like how do we catch that person. We are just trying to send you some money with your account, and you just simply go in your bank and send some money with the hacker account. And that point of time, they are trying to take that money, and we are just trying to catch that person right at you.
Did you say there's someone trying to hack our money?
Yes, that's right. They are trying to use your banking statement. Because you have a lots of money with your account, right? Like more than 10,000 something, right?
Oh.
So that's why, madam, we just try to help you, and you just help me out. Then our technician team try to catch that person and red-handed put them behind the bar. That's why I'm telling you, you please help me, then we are definitely catch that person. And that is the golden chance. We are just catch that person. That's why, ma'am, I'm telling you. And I understand you are a very good person. I believe you. And I know you don't break my trust. So you just please confirm me, ma'am. Do you have a car with you? Do you have any car?
No.
You don't have a car?
A car?
Car, yes. Do you have a car?
I do have a car.
Okay. Can you please confirm me, madam, how much time it will be take you going to your bank? How much time?
Take a while to get there.
How much time? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? How much time it will be take you going here? 15 minutes? 15 minutes. And you just confirm me, madam, exactly how much balance you have in your account. Like more than 5,000 or more than 10,000? How much exactly?
I don't know exactly. I have to get my book out. I haven't got my book in my hand.
Like any rough idea? How much? Like more than 10,000?
Probably.
All right. All right, can you please confirm me, ma'am, like, you don't have any device, like any computer, laptop, anything, you don't have, right?
No, I don't have any of them things.
Small. All right, now you need to do, ma'am, just, are you perfectly dressed up for you? Like, you just take your all the personal information, like your MasterCard or debit card, credit card, anything you have, just try to take it and take your banking statement and just ready for that, you doing that job. Because you go in your bank and obtain some money with hacker account. I want to provide you each and every details. And you just simply go into your bank and simply tell them, we have just sent some money with that account. Can you please, might we help you out? Alright, you simply, you don't tell anything, we have cast that hacker or something. You don't tell anything like that. Alright? Okay, hang on. Okay. Hang on a second. Okay, hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
Hang on, madam. Just hang on a second. I want to talk to my senior.
Sir.
Hang on a second, madam. Just hang
yes,
on.
Sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Very good afternoon, dear lady. This is Travis Cooper, the Chief Engineer at Cyber Security Cell Australia. I believe you're having a good day.
Yes, thanks.
So just now you had a conversation with one of the representatives initially, and they must have made you aware and understand of the risk which your bank and everything is facing right now.
Yeah.
I'll go up the bank and thank them. You go up the bank and do what?
And see them if anything's been taken out of my bank.
Okay, if you just want to do this, then why don't you go to the ATM? Because an ATM is a better place where you can simply go to check your recent transactions.
I don't know how to use an ATM.
Oh, dear lady, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, what I can understand and figure out is that you have absolutely no clue, no idea why you ended up in this situation. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Excuse me for that. Well, basically, I must make you understand about one important thing, dear. That even if you had no intention to get into this particular situation, you still ended up, and there is a reason behind that. The problem is, we have encountered quite a number of issues which are related with your network. So can you just let me know, have you ever used any devices for your own better well-being, like any mobile, computer, laptop, tablet?
No.
I believe I'm speaking on a mobile phone.
I've got one little mobile phone.
And what kind of mobile is it? Is it a touchscreen mobile?
I wouldn't have a clue. All I know is that I just have it to ring numbers on and people ring me on it. So I don't know how to do anything else on it.
I'm getting you, sweet lady. So basically what you are meaning to say is that it is a very basic old mobile phone, right?
Very basic.
I'm getting you. And it has a keyboard on it. Do you tap numbers to call somebody?
Oh, yes.
I'm getting your point now. So what I can understand right now, dear, is that there have been some hackers who have tried to get your information, and they have successfully got it. And right now, that's the only reason. While investigating, we found out that you could be held liable and lawsuit could be filed against you for simply having these hackers on your server. So can I ask you, first of all, dear lady, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger apart from your friends and family members?
No,
you do not. Well, I will definitely trust you on that, and I'll ask you that if you have not shared your details with anybody, then do you remember by any mistake or by any chance it may have been leaked accidentally from your end?
No.
I am getting your point. So what I can understand from the situation, dear, is that even if these hackers have tried to get you randomly, they have successfully piled up and made sure that their IP address, which is also the internet protocol address, also assigned to each and every citizen of our country, where it shall never be shared, it shall never be discussed. But in your case, it has been done accidentally, and I'm really sorry to see that you, even at this age, is a facing situation like this, which is making you liable that all of your funds which you have in the bank is very unsafe. And most importantly, along with your funds, your personal identity is also unsafe. So, this is the only reason why government has assigned me, Mr. Travis Cooper. So, can you please be handy with a pen and a piece of paper, dear lady?
Yes.
Please do that. I will give you some important information. Are you getting my point? Which you have to write down and keep very clear record of it. Keep it safe.
Yes,
so first of all, alright, take your time. Yeah, take your time, sweetness.
Yes, okay. No problem.
Now, first of all, please write down my name, dear lady, as I'm the only person who will be investigating in this particular case. And I'll make sure that you come out clean without any lawsuit filed against you. So please write down my name. It's Agent Travis Cooper.
Travis?
Travis. T-R-A-V-I-S. Yeah. Cooper. C-O-O-P-E-R. Cooper.
Yes.
Now, after that, please write down my employment ID number, which is unique to each and every government employee over here. It is A for Alpha, T for Tango, 1721.
Say that again.
Employment ID number.
Yes.
It's A for Alpha, T for Tango.
A, T.
8550.
What was the next one after ours? A, T?
8550.
850.
8550.
8550. Yes.
That is correct. Now, after that, please write down the case ID number, as this is a case which is assigned by me, so I am making sure that you get the rightful information regarding the case ID number. It is C for Charlie, H for Henry.
C. H. 1721.
That is correct. So now, dear, if you need any kind of further assistance after the protection is given to you, because I'll make sure that first all of these hackers are removed from your head, because it is definitely making you concerned a little bit, and I do not want you to stay concerned about anything. You got to live your life freely. That's what each and every Australian has to do. So, dear,
okay.
I do not want you to get accused of the crimes which you have not done. So, that is the main reason I will give you a set of guidance through which you can protect your money in the first place, and secondly, you can protect your basic and personal credentials, which are mandatory because you are a respected citizen. And dear, if anything wrong goes ahead with your details, suppose these hackers use your identification to do a certain crime, and they use your driver's license or they use your passport for identification, who do you think police is coming to catch? It's you, dear lady, because your ID details have been used, actually misused, by these criminals so that they can escape by portraying to be you. And this is what we got to stop in the first place, dear.
Yes.
Now, the second important threat which lies is that these hackers can empty your bank account anytime, as they already have your details, your bank account numbers, sort your BSV number, your reference ID, each and everything. So they can easily swipe away all the funds and keep you guessing what exactly happened. And quite understandably, the bank will just lay off their hands because they do not want to pay a sum which they do not want to compensate for. At the end, they are banks, they only care about money. They do not care about their customers' happiness. And this is the only reason why most of the people are suffering in our country. If you want to get loans, you will not be given easily. But if you are already having, like if you are poor, you will not be given loans easily. But if you are rich, the bankers are always there for you. So dear, this is what we have to stop in the first place. And secondly, I am very much suspicious and dubious that there is a bank member who has helped allegedly these hackers. Because I can see that all of these details which are stolen, it is not stolen from you. You have not shared it with anybody because I trust your words. So dear, I am certainly sure that these bankers are the people. And it reminds me of the case of Jessica Harper, which happened back in 2016. She was one of the major bank employee in the Westpac headquarters, and she was actually accused of selling all kinds of basic and financial information to the hackers and criminal groups, which the hackers used to launder money, because as they have your details, they can easily access your bank account. They can use your bank account as a platform to launder money, and in return of it, that particular woman, Jessica, she will get a certain amount, a share out of the transactions the hackers do. So this is how they run their racket, and we are on a mission to catch and stop all of this. So dear lady, all I need from you is your cooperation, and in order to protect you and protect your funds, we will be making sure that each and every rightful step will be taken so that you do not lose a single penny. If it is lost, we will back it up, but if it doesn't, there is no requirement why you should be worried about anything. You getting my point?
Yes.
Now, first of all, I need to know that right now, which major server are you connected to? Is it Westpac, Commonwealth, NAB, ANZ? Which one is it?
It's the Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. Well, in that case, you just hang on for a few minutes, dear lady. I know you are a wise woman, and you will cooperate with the initiatives were taken by the government. So just sit back, relax. I will raise a concern to the Commonwealth headquarters, and there is a bank employee over there, Mr. David Richards, who is the director of management, and he will be assisting us in your particular case. So you just have to sit back for at least 3 or 4 minutes, and I'll get back to you, and I'll tell you what exactly needs to be done and how we can protect your funds. Is it clear, ma'am?
Yes, it's clear.
Good. Now, just bear with me for a moment. I'm putting you on hold. Thank you for staying on hold, dear lady. This is Travis Cooper back again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right. So, dear, I just raised a concern to the Commonwealth headquarters and Mr. David Jones. He is right here. He will be assisting us and he will be providing us all kind of rightful information that is required to go ahead with the protocol. So, first of all, he just mentioned me that just on 21st of January, a few days back, there was one incident which is shaking me up a little bit, because I am sure that you would not have any clue or any idea of that particularly. So basically what happened is, at that particular day, there was a transaction being done from your account, and it was a savings account which Mr. Jones is prescribing me. So I believe you have a savings account with Commonwealth.
Yes.
How many accounts do you have with them? Is it one, more than one, two, more than two?
Only one.
And it's a savings account. Well, in that case, I am certainly sure that this incident is very recent, and there is a high chance that these hackers can try to go ahead with another illegal transaction, which in return can put you in a lot of difficult situation because your funds can be swept out. Because once these hackers' intention is done, they will just be leaving your account, emptying everything it has got. So, dear lady, right now we are on a very critical situation, and all I need from you is to understand each and everything carefully and respond accordingly. Is that clear to you?
Yes, that's clear.
Good. Now, first of all, I need you to understand that you are not in a situation from where you cannot recover. I have seen and have met millions of people who have faced this particular problem, because you know what, this is ongoing for a long, long time, and in my last 8 years of experience, I have seen that people who get victimized, they usually just break down very badly, and that is what the hackers actually need. In this situation, you have to be brave, dear woman. You have to be very brave. And as I know that the greatest warrior is a woman, so dear, there is no reason why you should be facing any kind of fear trying to compromise with you. It will not, until and unless I'm here. You can count on me, and I'll make sure each and everything and every step will be laid out so perfectly that you won't have to face any consequences, and even you will come out clean without facing any kind of crossovers. So dear, that transaction which took place on 21st of January, just 10 days ago, 10 not, at least 15 days ago, and that amount, it came in from a very distant location, from Perth. Are you living anywhere near Perth right now, dear lady?
Near where?
Perth.
Perth?
Yeah.
No.
Hmm. Do you know anyone, any friends or family members living right there at Perth?
No.
Well, it just clears my doubts, and it is now clear that the hackers are the ones who did the transaction. And it was worth $12,000. Dear lady, I believe that if by any chance your account has a limit of $5,000, you would not be able to transact $12,000 in one attempt. Am I correct?
No. Yes, that's
wrong. So do you remember that if that $12,000 came out from your bank or from your account or not? Because I see that after the transaction was done, they just compensated it and made it look like there had been no transaction taking place. So your amount which was taken, $12,000, it is now sent back. It is back to normal because the hackers need your account as a platform. So if they touch your account, if they touch your balance, they will be alerting you, and that is where things can end up really badly. So, dear lady, I believe that you maintain a balance larger than $12,000 in your account.
Yes.
Do you remember, or when was the last time you checked your balance?
Sometime last week.
Last week. Do you remember what was it roughly?
Pardon?
Do you remember the amount roughly?
No, not really. It was pension day.
You're not getting my point. I'm saying that do you remember what amount it was in your balance when you saw or checked it last time?
Yeah, all right, then, sir.
Yeah. Is it larger than 12,000 and less than 40,000?
Yes.
Now that clears my doubts even more. Dear, can you just let me know what is the exact amount you have available?
No.
I beg your pardon?
No, I can't tell you.
No problem, because even if you do not want to, I'll make sure that we do not put you in a situation where it will be hard to navigate. So if you are not sure about that, don't worry. You do not need to reveal me the number, because all I needed to know that it is larger than 12,000 and less than 40,000, which you confirmed me. So now,
yes.
Dear, as you know that all of the incidents, all just compiling up to tell me one clear thing, that your funds which are available in the account is very unsafe, and we must put it somewhere to protect it for the time being until the hackers are gone. So first of all, when I just had the conversation with David Jones, the main director of management in the West Commonwealth headquarters, he just alerted me of one more thing, that even if you try, you would not be able to transact more than 5,000 from your account from your end. Is it correct?
Yes, well, yes.
So 5,000 is the daily limit you have in your account. Yeah, you go to the bank. How long will it take it to reach the bank?
15 minutes.
All right. In that case, in about 15 minutes when you reach, you have to pay attention to a few important things. Now, first of all, when you reach there, you have to look for a man wearing a red-colored tie. If you see any employee over there wearing a red-colored tie, it will indicate that, yes, you are into a place where you will be guided even better, right? Because he will be one of our undercover agents. And in the meanwhile, just let me know that right now, as we need to make sure that your funds are safe and secure enough, so we need to put it in a safe place, and that safe account will be created just under your name within a few minutes. So you just have to bear with me. Yeah, you just have to bear with me, and I'll make sure that the infected account of yours gets replaced, and the people who are hacking you, they will be caught as soon as your infected account gets dissolved. And you can always save your funds in the new account you recreate for you. And that will be a digital endpoint protected bank account where no threats in the future can occur anytime. Which simply means that you will also be protected against online threats, which can put your details at stake. Right, dear lady?
Yes.
Now, first of all, just let me know one important thing. That as it will take you about 15 minutes to reach there, and all you have to do is move some funds into the new account of yours, which we create with your name. So just let me know, dear, that will the bank allow you to move all of your funds in one time? Do you think, is that possible?
I don't know until I go up there.
Yeah, that's true. And do you remember what is the most amount of transaction you have done in last few years or last few months? Like, have you made any transaction larger than 5,000 in last few months? I beg your pardon, I couldn't get you.
Only on pension day.
Only on pension day. Is the amount larger than 5,000 that you pay out? I'm getting your point. Well, as you have not paid close attention, dear, that's the reason why you have ended up in this situation. But you must know one thing. There is one more thing which I would clarify, is that this entire investigation is heavily, heavily important. One wrong step into the wrong direction, the entire mission may collapse. And I do not want you to hold liable for the collapse of the mission. So just keep everything, whatever I tell you, keep it embedded in your head very carefully and do just as I say, because if there will be one small mistake, the hackers will get alerted because they have that one member inside Commonwealth Bank who is helping them up by selling your information. So we cannot let the bank get alerted or even the hacker get alerted by any chance. You're getting my point?
Yes. yes.
If they do, if they get any alert that you have known about this investigation, like you are into this mission, you are playing by the rules, it will just take a few seconds to wipe out each and every dollar you have in your account. And these hackers
yes.
will not even care. So you just hold on. You just hang on. I'll talk to Mr. David Rogers again, and I'll ask him related to what can be done in order to make sure that your new account is created where you can safely put your funds for a certain time, right? So just bear with me for a while. I'll get back to you in just 2 seconds.
Okay.
Right, dear lady. Just stay on hold. I'm coming back shortly.